Yirmiyah, chapter 31. At the same time, says Yahweh, I will be the Elohim of all the families of Israel, and they will be my people. Thus says Yahweh, the people who were left from the sword found grace in the wilderness, and I speak even of Israel when I went to cause him to rest. Yahweh has appeared of old to me, and he says, yes, I've loved you with an everlasting love, and for this reason with loving kindness have I drawn you close to me, or toward me. And I will yet again build you, and you will be built, O Virgin of Israel. You will be again adorned with your tabrets, and will go forth in the dances of those who make merry. You will yet again plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters will plant, and you will eat what they have planted like common things. For there will be a day, the watchman upon the mount of Ephraim will cry out, rise up, and let's go up to Zion, to Yahweh, our Elohim. For thus says Yahweh, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout amongst the chief of the nations, and proclaim it publicly, and praise, and say, O Yahweh, save your people, the remnant of Israel, and look, I will bring them from the north country, and I will gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame and the woman with child and her who travails with child together, a great company will return there. They will come with weeping, and with supplications I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight and narrow way in which they will not stumble, for I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of Yahweh, O you nations, and declare it in the islands far away, and say, he who scatters Israel will gather him and keep him like a shepherd does keep his flock. For Yahweh has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of the one that was stronger than he was. And for this reason they will come and sing in the height of Zion, and they will flow together to the goodness of Yahweh. For wheat and for wine and for oil and for the young of the flock and of the herd, and their soul will be like a watered garden, and they will not sorrow any more at all. And it is then that the virgin will rejoice in the dance, both young men and old men together, for I will turn their mourning and lamentation into joy, and I will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satisfy the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people will be satisfied with my goodness, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, a voice, a sound was heard in Ramah of lamentation and bitter weeping, and it was Rachel weeping for her children, who refused to be comforted for her children, because they did not exist. Thus says Yahweh, hold back the sound of your weeping, and stop the tears from your eyes, for your work will be rewarded, says Yahweh, and they, your children, will come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in your future, says Yahweh. There is hope that your children will come again to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself in this manner. For they have said, you have chastised me, and I was chastised like a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. You turn me, and I will be turned, because you are Yahweh, my Elohim. And surely after that I was turned. I repented. And after that I was instructed. I struck my fist on my thigh. I was ashamed. Yes, I was confused, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Isn't Ephraim, my dear son, a pleasant child? For since I spoke against him, I still earnestly remember him. And for this reason my inward parts are troubled for him, and I will surely have mercy on him, says Yahweh. Set yourself up signs. Make yourself markers. Set your heart toward the highway, the way that you used to go. Return again, O Virgin of Israel. Turn back to these your cities. How long will you turn away, you backsliding daughter? For Yahweh has created a new thing in the earth. A woman will cover a man. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, as yet they will still use this figure of speech in the land of Yehuda and the cities of it. When I will return them from their captivity, they will say, Yahweh, bless you, O habitation of justice. Yahweh, bless the mountain of holiness. And there will dwell in Yehuda itself and in all of its cities together husbandmen, and they who go out with flocks, for I have satisfied the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. And on this I awoke, and I saw, and my sleep was sweet to me. Behold, the days will come, says Yahweh, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Yehudah with the offspring of man and with the offspring of animals. And it will come to pass that just as I have watched over them to pluck them up and to break them down and to throw them down and to destroy them and to afflict them, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, says Yahweh. In those days they will no longer say, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and because of this the children's teeth are set on edge. But instead every one will die because of his own iniquity. Every man who eats the sour grape, it is his teeth that will be set on edge. Look, the days are coming, says Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Yehudah, not according to the covenant that I made with their forefathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them from out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke, although I was a husband to them, says Yahweh. But this will be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yahweh. I will put my law in their inward parts, and I will write it in their hearts. And I will be their Elohim, and they will be my people. And it will no longer teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know Yahweh, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says Yahweh. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Thus says Yahweh, who gives the sun for a light by day, and who gives the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light at night, Yahweh who divides the sea when the waves of it roar, Yahweh of hosts is his name. If those ordinances leave from before me, says Yahweh, the seed of Israel will also cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus says Yahweh, if heaven above can be measured, and if the foundations of the earth can be searched out beneath it, I will also throw off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says Yahweh. Look, the days are coming, says Yahweh, that the city will be rebuilt to Yahweh from the tower of Ananiel to the gate of the corner, and the measuring line will still yet go out forth against it upon the hill Gerib, and it will encircle around, come around to Goeth. And the whole valley of the dead bodies, and the valley of the ashes, and all the fields to the brook of Kidron, to the corner of the horse gate toward the east, will be holy to Yahweh. It will not be plucked up again, nor thrown down any more forever. End of chapter.